People sometimes ask about looking on the inside, that on the New Age approach it says, don't look outside, look inside. So let's take a look. First of all, as somebody said, when you see the inside as the outside and the outside as the inside, and that is so. You see, as we keep saying, the mind has to divide in order to see. It has to go black in order to see white, dark in order to see light. So it divides, and it divides inside and outside. And as far as I can see, as I've got so far and listened to people who have been to that state, the inside and the outside are not separate. It's an illusion that we create as a convenience. And some people say, when I look on the inside, I don't see anything. This is what we need to understand. When we look on the inside, we are looking for what we think we ought to see. And if we don't see what we think we ought to see, we think we're not seeing anything. It's a little bit like scientists and astronauts saying, there can't be life on another planet unless it has oxygen and water. So that's assuming that any life on these planets will be humanoid. They will be like us, needing oxygen and water. But maybe life on that planet doesn't even have a physical body. So we are looking for what we think ought to be there. And we might be missing what is there. Now, some psychics say that's what happens with most of us. The psychics say they can see entities that are not in physical form, and we don't, because we're looking for physical form. As I mentioned before, I've been with 66 people who were looking up in the sky, and 30 people saw a UFO and 36 didn't see a UFO, and we were all standing together in the same place. So it might be that the power of the mind is much greater than we understand. So we see what we think we ought to be seeing, and we miss something that is not resonating with that idea in our mind. And now we'll shift a little bit to talk about, let's say, the artist saying, I look inside and I don't see an image I want to create. So therefore, I look on the outside. And this is a bad thing, because I'm looking for other people's ideas. Consider this. Consider this as a possibility. Every single person is creative. And we won't go into this now, but every single person is creation. Every single person is creating moment to moment. That's all there is until the state of the unformed. So the artist looks inside and says, I don't see anything. I'm suggesting there is something, but because the artist is trying and looking for what they think ought to be there, they're not seeing what is there. So looking on the outside can stimulate something, give it an idea. Now, if there's an emptiness, a blank inside, it will then take the outside and put it on the inside. And then that's not that artist's individual uniqueness. It's copying. On the other hand, if looking out stimulates something on the inside, it can reveal something on the inside of the artist. It can reveal something that's there, but not as a copy, but as a stimulation to revive something that's already there but hasn't been recognized. In one way, we could say nothing is new. You can't do anything unique because everything already is. And in another way, it can be presented uniquely because it contains nuances of the uniqueness of the artist. It puts together the pieces in a different way. If we just take music, I often think of Sting when I think of this. In some of Sting's songs, to me, it touches something. There's something deep there that resonates with something. And he's only using seven notes that everybody in the world, at least in the Western world, has ever created. Any music comes from these same seven notes. And yet, his is unique. Mozart was unique. Handel was unique. Out of these seven things, all this uniqueness. And it's out of the uniqueness of the individual. And it lies dormant unless it's stimulated. You see, it's not stimulated at school. In fact, it's suppressed. You have to learn things. You have to remember things that have been put there by other people. Very rare, except maybe in the Steiner schools and a few unique schools, are the children's creativity, their uniqueness, stimulated. I can remember when we were told to draw a tree in class when we were young. If it didn't look like a tree, we were told it was rubbish. Well, a lot of Van Gogh's doesn't look like trees. And they're moving. They're so alive. Each one of us is unique. And each one of us has a unique way of sharing that uniqueness. Artists are actually very potent people. We think now, especially, artists are playing games. They're not very important. But no, they've changed things. They've changed history. They've changed the course of things because an artist goes deeper. Deeper than a scientist. Certainly deeper than a religious person. They go deep inside into the unknown. And artists that are not accepted in their time, but their work sells for millions of dollars much later, they've gone where no one else has dared to go. They've gone inside and produced something new that at first nobody accepts. But eventually, when the level of consciousness starts to rise and reach that place, they become recognized. Now, some artists, when they were producing their work of art, they didn't know what they were doing. They were out of the way and letting something from deep, deep, deep inside flow through them and appear on the canvas or the image. And in a way, they saw it at the same time as anybody else did. Oh, there it is. Often if they were asked, that was brilliant, how did you do that? They say, I didn't do that. I wasn't there when that happened. Meaning their fixed ideas were not there. They were out of the way, which is what is said about savants. It's not that they have something that we don't have. What they don't have active, what we have, and that's the block. That's the idea. That's the conditioning in the brain. The blocks, something that can't be explained, flowing through. So we need to get rid of the idea of inside and outside. The same as good and bad and right and wrong and possible and impossible. Let them all go and look outside. But realize, you see, When you're looking outside, you are actually experiencing inside. Because you're not out there, you're in here. So that out there is stimulating in here. And if we restrict that to understanding and liking and disliking, we will restrict the part of our brain that receives that information, and it'll be stuck in the old. I like it, I don't like it, it's good, it's bad. If we just expand and open up and say, when I look at that, this is what I feel. So where's the feeling? It's inside. But it was stimulated by the outside. So what is outside and what is inside? There's no difference. They're one. The only difference is how the mind divides it and says, well, look, it's outside. And when I think I'm inside, no, that's just an illusion. There is only one, inside and outside, and we are part of it, and it is part of us. If you hear a sound, it stimulates something. Now listen to the sound. Is it inside or outside? Well, it's outside, you say. No, the mind said that. The mind said it's outside because whatever made the sound can be seen separately. But you didn't hear it over there. You heard it inside because you're not over there. Your senses are what we call inside. But you see, the vibration that creates that sensation in you is what we call outside, travels through the air, stimulates something on the inside. We're all one. The mind keeps dividing, and that's its job, to try and keep us safe, secure, and predictable. And the geniuses, the exceptional people, people who go beyond the accepted boundaries, they don't stop there. And they experiment. Most artists probably do many things that we never get to see, except on scraps of paper that eventually sell for thousands of dollars. They experiment, and eventually something goes, click, got it. It lines up with what was stimulated on the outside and revived on the inside, and something new is born. So just as an experiment, let go of the idea of inside and outside, up and down, man and woman, you and me. When thine eye be single, when the duality is disconnected from, and we look at everything as a whole, we are vibrating and throbbing and responding to everything. And then, if art is your thing, something may just slowly emerge and present itself. Just let me go back again to one thing. If you don't see anything when you look on the inside, it may be because you're looking for what you think ought to be on the inside. But whatever you're seeing is attempting to communicate something with you. So be with what you see and experience, and sit with it, and something may reveal itself.